is Balsara and his singing sitars with the Lonely Goat Herd. I love this song. It's festive, in my opinion. It's from my favorite musical. This album is incredibly bad. This song, I think he hits all the right notes. I think the sitar is in tune, but I don't know. It's just so jaunty, and I guess it just sounds inappropriate. I just love it for whatever reason. I feel bad talking over it, in fact. So go for it, Balsama. Well, that's a salad dressing. Balsara and his singing sitars. I played animal music in this set. I played Lucky Ladybug by Vanity Fair. Little Eva with Makin' with the Magilla. The Boys with You Make Me Shake. A couple songs in Japanese, Boys and Girls by the Archies, and Katsuro Kanai with Mini Mini Girl. And that was from a CD called Nippon Girls Volume 2. Start out with Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow by the Monkees. I'm going to close up with another animal song. But before that, I want to remind you that the merriment will continue with Richard Wigg and the Wig Out. Following Richard's fantastic show, we'll have Harry Parmenter with Funhouse. So stick around. Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
She psychedelic sound, and I'm really gone insane. No words can describe this wild screaming ride. So come on in and we'll go side by side. Stop in my brain. It's a psychedelic ride, and I think I'm going again. No words can describe this wild screaming ride. So come on in and we'll go side by side.
This is The Wig Out. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, taking over the controls from Richard Wig this week. And now let's continue on with this freak out. These are the King Bees.
my little girl, you'll never find. You'll never find, girl. Girl, you make me feel so fine now. Way that you lose your head, child. You feel like it just won't quit. No, no, no. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on home with me, little girl. Keep our love for me, girl. I'm gonna make it here, little girl. Girl, this is gotta be real now. Oh, the way that you move your hips, child. You can feel like it's just one quick. No, no, oh. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe we'll ever change some way. It's gonna make you say. Take him by the fucking way. Hey! Come on home with me, little girl. Prove our love for you, little girl. I'm gonna make it real, little girl. Girl, this is gotta be real now. Wow, the way that you move your hips, child. You can feel like you want it. No, no, no. Don't be scared, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna be mine, little girl. You're the end of time. You're the end of time, girl. Girl, you make me feel so fine now. Wow, the way that you move your hips, child. You feel like it just won't quit. No, 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 no. You won't quit. All right now, yeah, yeah. All right now, yeah, yeah. You make me feel so fine.
Down City Will, I took my walking cane. I've been hearing rumors, girl, driving me insane. Bad woman, soul and devil, I. You wanna be my baby? Yeah, 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 you're gonna have to try.
fatiguée.
Fuzzy French Yeah Yeah from Camille Lemaire, artist, 60s styled model, jazz lover. And Camille took some tracks previously recorded by Les Chiffres Organization and then added her own lyrics and Yeah Yeah flavor to those tracks on a new release on Soundflat Records. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. You're tuned to The Wig Out. I'm taking over for Richard Wig this week, playing many new favorites and old favorites. Of course, you're going to hear female voices, since I'm the host of Crayons to Perfume, heard every Thursday here at 7 p.m. on the Rock and Soul radio stream, where I play female voices. I'm also going to play some Canadian garage, because whenever I fill in on The Wig Out, I bring my other love, Canadian garage, and I've got lots of other things for you today as well. Before Camille, we heard the Fuzz Tones and Bad News Travels Fast. The Fuzz Tones are celebrating their 45th anniversary and are playing around the world right now. So happy birthday, Fuzz Tones. Love them, hate them. They turned so many of us on to new garage sounds in the 80s, blending rock and roll, 60s garage, high energy, and they also taught us so many great songs. And before that, we heard one of those songs from the album, songs we taught the Fuzz Tones. Those were The Fallen Angels and Bad Woman. They were out of Syracuse, New York, recorded that in 1966. However, it went unreleased until 1970. We also heard Belleville, Ontario's King Bees. They're from somewhere between Toronto and Kingston, Ontario. And their 1966 single from RCA Victor, Little Girl. The Kitchen Sink and When the Rainbow Disappears, that is from a self-titled anthology from their Traxa from 1965 to 1968 that came out on Light in the Attic Records. They were originally from Texas, called the Illusions, changed their name to the Yalls, then transplanted themselves to Los Angeles, ended up under the wing of Lee Hazelwood as the Kitchen Sink, and recorded some great singles. And we started that set with the Ides from Delaware and Psychedelic Ride from the Delaware Garage compilation that came out on Distortion Records in the mid-2000s. They were some freaked out fuzzy teens from Milford, Delaware. I'm not exactly sure if they'd ever had a real psychedelic experience. So nice try, guys. And I wanted to play something from Delaware because I am missing a particular person from Delaware right now. And I wish they were back doing the job they had once been doing and keeping us relatively sane. and wishing that person all the best. This past weekend, I guess it was, it seems like it was a long time ago, Richard and I had to make a quick dash up to Los Angeles and back again. And whenever we do that, especially late night, Richard turns on some really high energy favorite music. And we were listening to one of our number one favorites, the Insomniacs. And that made me want to play them for you.
Starts another day. long.
We'll be right back.
try to do. She's on my mind all of the time. If she only knew. I can't stop thinking about her. There's gotta be a time to meet. I can't go on for very long, walking past her in the street. I never thought that I could be so much in love. I'm sure it's written in the stars above. Since I saw her passing by, nothing else has caught my eye.
Tune to The Wig Out. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and I was inspired to play some Freak Beat because last weekend Richard and I were listening to The Insomniacs, and we loved Freak Beat, but The Insomniacs really introduced us to a whole new level of music from around the world through their influences. And one of my biggest Freak Beat influences are The Smoke. I found some of their singles when I was in England in the 80s, and we just heard from The Shots, who became The Smoke in 1965. They released Keep Hold of What You Got, and I played that from the 1988 compilation called Morgan Bluetown. And before that, we heard The Chapters and Can't Stop Thinking About Her, originally released on Pi Records, also in 1965. They were The Great Hope of Bradford, England, which is near Leeds, released 145 and then kind of disappeared into obscurity. We also heard from The Above before that, featuring Rock and Soul Radio's own Matt Clark and Frank Kyra, and We Could Be Together, from the album Waterbury Street. British freak beaters The Loot with their first release, Baby Come Closer, also done later on by the Troggs on their second album that came out on Page One Records, which was Larry Page's label. He was the manager of the Troggs. So naturally, when he heard a good song, he knew to use it again. And a song that the Insomniacs definitely taught us, The Nickels and Lord I Been Thinkin' from the album Havoc from Holland. That was originally released in 1967, but came out on the wonderful CryptoVision Records compilation Havoc from Holland in 1989 that taught everyone so much about the Dutch beat sound. Another single, originally on Pi from 1966, The Truth and Baby You've Got It. I found that on English Freak Beat Volume 5, and at the very top of that set, one of my all-time favorite groups, The Insomniacs and Sylvia Gray. Got to see The Insomniacs many, many times in their heyday. They always brought it, always high energy, and they featured Rock and Soul's own Mike Sinn. Do you guys know my all-time favorite band? I think sometimes Richard mentions it. He plays them every once in a while. My all-time favorite group are Paul Revere and the Raiders. So anytime I find a cover or a group that's influenced by them or whatever it is, I just love them. And there is one other element that makes me love this particular band doing their cover of Hungry even more.
Girl, you got me so I don't know what I'm all about. It was something that you did, I can't figure out. Well, now you want.
yeah. I said, you came those bloodbeans, and I went and told you,
you
came those bloodbeans, and I went and told you, yeah.
If you wanna
quickly running over that last set before we run out of time for today. That was Sandy Edmonds and her version of The Pretty Things. Come See Me, probably with The Pretty Things' original backing track back behind her from Zodiac Records in 66. And before that, we heard my favorite track by The Prisoners, Hurricane, from their album Revenge of the Prisoners. That just keeps reminding me of last year when I found myself with Graham Day sitting on my sofa, giving him a beer. Yeah, kind of unbelievable when you meet some of your favorite all-time musicians who you sort of put on a pedestal and never think that you're actually going to meet them. I actually never saw The Prisoners play live, but there was... There was Graham sitting on my sofa. We also heard the Gants, and You Can't Blow Smoke Rings, from Covers to Killers. The Gants made so many great songs. And then from Miami, Florida, The Echoes of Burnaby Street, No Place or Time from Psychedelic States compilation album, volume one. They only made that one single, Disappeared. And The Chob with We're Pretty Quick, Albuquerque, New Mexico teens who had something nasty and noisy to prove, made such a great record. We also heard the latest from The Jackets, Ours Forever, from their album Intuition, and that set started with the 5 a.m. event, a group that went from Winnipeg, New Brunswick, to Liverpool to cash their chips in on the beat craze. Never quite happened to them, but hey, I love their version of Hungry. And that brings this episode of The Wig Out to a close. Richard Wig will be back again next week. And on next is Harry Parmenter and the Funhouse. Earlier, we heard Camille, backed by the Schiffer Organization. And right now, you are listening once again to the Schiffer Organization. And to take us out, we're going to continue listening to the track Unsuitable. Richard Wig will be back here again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Hey, you wanna go for a ride?
No, thanks.
No, thanks. What does that mean?
I don't wanna go.
Go where?
For a ride.
A ride? Hell, that's a good idea. Okay, let's go. Get your fucking robe, Raymond. Come on, we're gonna go for a joyride.
Now it's dark.